If you think back to gym class and physical education in school, do you feel nostalgic or anxious? Turns out that feeling may affect the way you exercise or not as a grown-up. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think your past experience with gym class influenced your exercise habits to this day? Did you dread gym class or love it? Favorite part of the school day? Bad uniforms? Got hit in the face with a dodgeball? What's your worst gym class memory? Relive it. If you dare, call 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Patty Ekakakis is a professor in the Department of Kinesiology at Iowa State University and specializes in exercise psychology. He was a lead researcher on a study that came out last month named My Best Memory is When I Was Done With It, all about how attitudes toward gym class affect our attitude toward exercise. Patty, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hello. I'm very happy to be with you.
Well, you study this, you teach exercise and psychology. What made you want to look back and have other people look back at their gym classes in school?
Right. So the rates of physical activity participation in the United States are extremely low. Sometimes you may hear that 50% of Americans are essentially sedentary, but those figures are actually based on self-reports. When you objectively measure their activity, the percentage that actually satisfy the minimum recommended, guidelines for physical activity are in the single digits. Some people say 2.5%, some people say 9%, but it's in the single digits. And when you ask them why are they sedentary, most people say lack of time, but there's no evidence that there's, in fact, lack of time when you look at the population overall. So most of the public health campaigns have been focusing on informing people about the benefits and trying to convince them on a very rational level that physical activity is good for them. But it turns out that almost everyone, 97% of American adults, recognize that being sedentary and not being physically active is a risk factor for chronic disease. So our focus was different. We focused on the emotional aspects of physical activity, and we started by looking at physical education as one potential problem area. So that was the motivation behind it. We wanted to see how people who are now adults remember their physical education experiences from 10, 20, 30 years ago and see whether those experiences had made an emotional impact on them.
And this is a key turning point. Kids, littler kids, they play, they get lots of activity that starts to slow down, if I'm reading this right, in those adolescent years. So gym class is that last-ditch effort to keep us moving around, right?
That is correct. There is a extensively documented dramatic decline in physical activity as kids transition from childhood to adolescence.
So you put this survey out there, a voluntary survey online, I believe. What kinds of things did you hear from people about their gym class memories?
So it is important to point out that the results were not overwhelmingly negative. You have people remembering physical activity or physical education very fondly, but most of those memories had to do with being athletic and therefore being congratulated or by the coach or being recognized by the peers as somebody who is exceptionally gifted or talented or competent in sports. But obviously, our interest was mostly on the negative experiences. And when you look at the negative experiences, then you see perhaps what most people would guess, and that is experiences of embarrassment, experiences of being singled out and criticized for their body type, experiences of bullying, and so forth. And it turns out that the degree of remembered enjoyment of physical education continues to be associated with the amount that adults today spend being sedentary.
And that's the real key finding, it sounds like. If I hated gym class, if I felt embarrassed by it, I'm less likely to think of exercise as something I'm going to do. If I love gym class, I'm more likely, according to this research, I'm more likely to keep exercising in the long run.
That is correct. But that said, it is important to also emphasize that that relationship is not extremely strong and is not deterministic. It means that if you had happened to have negative experiences, it will not automatically turn you into a sedentary adult. However, what happens is that a lot of adults spend years trying to find the type of physical activity that they enjoy, trying to overcome those early negative experiences. The typical example is that people who had negative memories from physical education were turned off to any social form of physical activity. So the presence of others or the potential of being evaluated negatively or criticized was still very much alive in their adult years. But once they discovered, for example, solitary forms of physical activity or exercise, then they were able to overcome those negative memories. So a lot of people say, you know, once I found walking by myself, that changed everything.
Talking to Patty Ekakakis from Iowa State University, talking about research on how we felt about gym class in school and how much we exercise as grown-ups. Go to your calls now. Carol is with us in West Bend. Carol, hi.
Hi. Excuse me.
What'd you want to tell us about, Carol?
Well, I'm 79 years old, and I went to gym in Milwaukee at Benjamin Franklin Graded Elementary School for many years. I never liked it, and I have tell people now I have spent most of my life avoiding exercise. And part of it is I don't think the teachers in my day, the gym teachers in my day were not terrific. Mm-hmm. You know, they were not very especially good at getting people to enjoy this what we were doing.
Carol, thanks a lot for the call. Patty, are there lessons here for gym teachers or people who make policy about how gym class should happen about encouraging not just the natural athletes, everybody, to have a good time?
Yeah, you know, the concerns about physical education are raised periodically from time to time, and they trigger, I think, a natural defensiveness on the part of physical education teachers who feel that they're overworked, they're underpaid, they don't have the resources they need. The message that we want to communicate is that we have the know-how today by making small changes to the way that we do things in physical education to make the experience better. It doesn't take additional equipment. It doesn't take, large investments of money or time. It takes perhaps little careful strategic changes in the way that we do things, and we can make the experience more enjoyable, more pleasant than it is today.
Thanks for that call, Carol. Go to Anna in Richland Center. Anna, hi.
Hi. I had just a couple of short anecdotes. When I was in grade school, I think we were doing sprints or something, and I collided head-on with another classmate, and I got a huge, ghastly-looking black eye. And then when my sister was in high school, I think they were playing dodgeball or something like that, and a classmate caused her to break her arm, part of her forearm. She's an oboist. So she was in a cast for a while and missed out on honors orchestra and other things like that. So that was pretty unpleasant.
Anna, thanks for sharing that. Patty, was that a common memory, the gym-related injury that you heard from people?
Yes, it was. It was one of the categories of negative memories. Both experiencing an injury yourself and witnessing an injury that happened to somebody else. It's important to point out that some of those experiences can very well be severe or traumatic, and they're very hard to overcome in later years. So perhaps that was consistent with the story that we just heard. Once you experience something like that, it's kind of hard to get over it.
Just a half a minute left, Patty. Hit us with one little change that could make gym class more effective.
So the main factor is try to eliminate the traditional emphasis on competition and social comparisons, because those, I think, are the primary source of traumatic or negative memories from physical education.
We'll leave it there. Patty, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Patty Ekakakis, a professor in the Department of Kinesiology at Iowa State University, specializing in exercise psychology. He was senior author on a study that focused on attitudes toward gym class in school and how those experiences and memories, as we've been hearing, can influence our feelings toward physical activity as adults and affect how much exercise we get and don't get as adults. You can still share your gym memories, good or otherwise. Tweet us at Central Time WPR and let us know how it affected your exercise career.